Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time, taken out just for you so you can relax, renew your spirit, your emotions, and your body with God's word. I'll share God's promise with you from scripture, as well as a simple soul care tip. It's a practical, simple action you can take to restore peace and calm to your body and your emotions. So today is the week of the July 4th celebration here in America. July 4th in 1776 was a very important date. It's when the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, and it was engrossed on parchment. And it's there that the people signed, "We the People," and declared independence from a government that they no longer felt that they could identify with. And they wanted to begin a new page, a new chapter in history. A new country was born out of the truth that each person was born with freedom. Freedom to pursue happiness, and each person was created equal. So I am curious for you, as we here celebrate in the United States this Declaration of Independence, in your own journey, your own story, what is the declaration that you want to make? What is the freedom that you are writing in the chapter of your life right now? Because each of us have been given freedom because of Christ. You know, I love the gospel. Because the gospel tells us is that we are no longer slaves, but it is for freedom that has set us free. And that's in Galatians. And so I just want to take an opportunity to encourage you, to remind you that whatever struggles or decisions you're wrestling with, God wants to empower you to make those decisions and to spend this day with a moment of freedom, with a moment of peace. Because he is with you. So as we explore this wonderful truth from God's word, I just want to share with you this wonderful story that happened when we were out in our vacation. Our family had an opportunity to go to the ocean. And there is this wonderful place here in California. It's called Bodega Bay. Some of you might find that location familiar, that name, in the old Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds. There, it was shot in Bodega Bay. So Bodega Bay, what was really special is it's so calm. Once you step into Bodega Bay, it doesn't even seem like you're in the ocean. It's actually a very calm bay where the water seems like you're at a lake. Very, very gentle waves. And it's within that place that we can enjoy a day of sunshine. The kids can go play in the water, and you have that peace of playing without fear of big, gigantic waves that usually is characteristic for us here in California. Just really ferocious waves breaking down. And so it's this opportunity right now for you to just take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. God's peace and God's love. And that's what we're going to be talking and encouraging each other about. It's about God's peace and the promise of freedom.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One of the things that I got, which was a really big blessing this week, is I received a note. I received a note from someone who read Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. It's a story of how God brings beauty out of brokenness. And it's a book that I would encourage you to pick up if you're looking for a read on the beach or for you to take on your vacation. It won the 2022 Book of the Year, Christian Book of the Year Award in Memoirs. And it's about this journey of how I try to find my father. My father left when I was 7 years old. And it wasn't until I became a mom that I decided I wanted to go find him, because my father never wrote. He never came back to see me. And while I was growing up, I felt, well, since he didn't bother to be in contact with me, then I will just rely on God as my Heavenly Father, and he will be the one that gets me through life. And so I just kind of forgot about him. But once I became a mom, I realized that my children, after I had my second baby boy, I realized they're going to grow up one day. They're going to ask me, where is my grandfather? Where is grandpa? Why don't we have a grandpa? And I realized that I wanted my children to have a piece of their story. And so it's a journey about what happened. And it's a story that we all can relate to, because we're all looking for God in the questions of our lives. We're all looking for God's peace. We want to make peace with the past, because we want to be free to make choices today and also into the future. Freedom with peace. Isn't that true? Well, I received this note. I just want to share it with you as an encouragement. This person wrote, she read Sweet Like Jasmine, "I love how you take real world struggles and then involve a soul care tip along with the special quotes from scripture on your podcast. I kept hearing about your book, Sweet Like Jasmine, so I bought a copy. I've been reading, listening to it on Audible. Your story has helped heal me in my own life and showed me ways that God is working in my life as well." And she goes on to say, "How much hearing your story is healing to me. When I first heard you on your podcast, I thought, what a happy, positive woman. I'm sure she has no troubles. Boy, was I wrong. You never know what someone has gone through. On the outside, people can look happy and content, but fighting secret battles inside." I love this note. It was a blessing to me, because it's so important that as believers, we share our stories. We can share that because we're believers, it doesn't mean we're exempt from life's pain, suffering, and even heartache. But because we have Jesus, we have each other, we're able to say, God is with us. God loves us. He understands us. And because that is true, we can love and understand each other. Well, with that note, I want to just give to you this week's God's promise. It's so powerful. It comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, this is the Apostle Paul speaking. The verse is, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere." That's the NIV version. I'm going to read another beautiful version that I love, and it's from the Berean Standard Bible. "But thanks be to God, who always leads us triumphantly as captives in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him." I love this because it has the word fragrance. Did you know that you have an aroma? You have a fragrance that's unique to you. And it's because of the journey that you're walking through. Your story, your chapter. And it says Jesus is leading us. So I just really love this concept that we are not alone. We don't walk alone. Jesus is leading us.
He's triumphantly ahead of us, guiding us. And as we follow him, we have this sweet aroma. It isn't the aroma of a perfect life because we're here on earth and we go through lots of ups and downs. But Jesus says, "You're my people." And that fragrance is God's love. It's a sweet aroma in Christ. In the following verse, it says, "For we are to God the sweet aroma of Christ, the fragrance of Christ." So, dear friend, I just really want to ask you, what is it that you are struggling with? What's occupying your thoughts? What's occupying your mind? It's okay. Jesus understands, and he continues to guide and lead you. Our soul care tip comes to us inspired by God's word on fragrance and aroma. I'm talking about aromatherapy. Enjoy the aroma of your favorite essential oil. Energize and restore calm to your body and your spirit. Explore which scents feels nurturing and healing to your soul. So what is your favorite aroma or fragrance? It's so interesting. Each of us, we're drawn to different type of scents, S-C-E-N-T-S. Our feelings are actually connected to our body's response. When we feel overwhelmed, our God-designed nervous system alerts us with fast heartbeats, triggering stress, anxiety, and feelings of depression. Just as Jesus' loving presence calms our spirit, there are natural God-given scents that also signal calm to our nervous system. God created our nervous system to respond to fragrances, and they're all natural. Isn't it fascinating that all these wonderful essential oils, they come to us from God's very hand? He put them in nature so that we can smell them and be restored calm to our nervous system. Our sense of smell is linked to the feeling part of our brain. Science shows that aromas powerfully affect our emotional well-being. There's a study of female nursing students found that the fragrance of lavender effectively improved depression and insomnia. I'm definitely a lavender fan. Okay, lavender is my all-time favorite scent. A Mayo Clinic research found that smelling orange oil for 5 minutes reduced stress and anxiety responses in vital symptoms after participants took a test. Peppermint. Are you raising your hand? Who loves peppermint tea? Peppermint soothes headaches, boosting memory, while lemon energizes. I love finding some lemon scents in hand soap, even when I'm doing the dishes. How about you? What calms you is unique to each person. So experiment with various scents. It's so amazing, isn't it, how God knows that tucked into different parts of nature, there are things that can uplift us. So as you go through your day, you know, we can really get in our head and we can just get lost in our worries. And this natural scent of aromatherapy, it can just kind of snap us out and remind us of God's care. So dear friend, I just really want to encourage you in this summer to do and tuck more of these soul care tips into your day. And even as you take a walk, maybe take intention to just smell what are the different fragrances of summer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my friend who's listening. You know all the different burdens she's carrying, and you know even the battle that she may be waging against relationships, our problems, our situation, our decisions that have been very difficult for her. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would lead her in triumph, going ahead of her to help her with just one thought that will give her peace as she takes just the next step. Reassure her heart that you are her Lord and Savior, and that you lead us in triumph. And to us, we're an aroma, a fragrant aroma to you. You never turn from us. You never get tired of us. You love us. You welcome us. So open your arms to the person who's listening, my friend who's longing for your touch of peace and freedom. Free her mind, her heart, her emotions, just for this day. For you told us and encouraged us to not worry about tomorrow as you walk with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for taking this time. If you have a moment, I would love to ask for a favor. Take a moment to place a review, a rating for this podcast, Breathe the Stressless Podcast. It helps more people find this podcast, and we could just bring this freedom message to release our worries to God. One day at a time, with God's word, as well as a simple soul care tip. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished, and pick up a copy of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness, and you'll find that God is in your story, every chapter, because every moment you are loved. I'll see you next time. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stressless Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.